1-888-9-9 or call
1-888-9-9. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
One of the responses or one of the things that we have seen with the coronavirus is we have seen an ever-increasing role of the federal government and even an expectation that it is the job of the federal government to provide for the states, for the cities, for the hospitals, for the medical workers, what they need to fight this virus. And our federal government has actually complied. We've seen Governor Cuomo, the media, and others actually blaming President Trump for deaths happening from the coronavirus because of their lack of response. Governor Cuomo specifically asked President Trump to come to New York and to tell patients and help select which patients get ventilators and which patients don't get ventilators. Now, he did actually later admit that they haven't lost anyone because they didn't have enough ventilators. But that is something that, you know, he likes, and a lot of politicians like to do this. They like to place the blame on other people. Now, New York is actually a kind of a unique area, and the city of New York City is a unique area in that the majority of the deaths, the majority of the infections in our country have actually happened in New York, and especially in New York City, where, by the way, Governor Cuomo required senior assisted living facilities and nursing homes to take COVID positive patients and prohibited them from requiring a test and requiring that those patients weren't COVID positive, doing so knowing that the seniors that weren't infected were at the highest risk of infection and of death. And there have been a huge number of deaths in these nursing homes in New York. New York has also been one that has put people on ventilators right off the bat when other lesser intervention methods could actually be used. Why did they do that? Well, perhaps it's because the federal government pays more if a patient is on ventilator. By the way, the federal government also pays more if the patient has been treated and the death is ruled as COVID. We also have seen that New York has prohibited the use of hydrochloroquine. And you probably have heard about some of the positive results of hydrochloroquine. Actually, President Trump is one that brought this to the attention of the United States. And although he didn't obviously invent the use of hydrochloroquine against the coronavirus, but there were some doctors, I believe, in France that were having good results with using hydrochloroquine. There's a Texas doctor that you may have seen. She has a video speaking at a rally recently in Texas, and she said that she has seen her patients. She's been prescribing hydrochloroquine and zinc and has seen her patients recovering within 24 hours. You may have heard about the Michigan Democratic State Representative, Karen Whitsett. She received hydrochloroquine and recovered. She said, it actually saved my life within a couple of hours. Made all the difference in the world. You may also have heard, in fact, if you look at our, if you have liked our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, you may have seen that we posted an article about Dave Wilkerson's brother, Pastor Don Wilkerson, having recovered from the coronavirus when he was after being given this hydrochloroquine. Wilkerson says he remembers waking up the next morning significantly better. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer questions. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with a Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered for free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page where you can not only hear the show, but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over almost 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website of fasterpc.com. Click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again. Sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer problems over there. Of course, we'll always verbally describe everything here on the radio for those that are just listening to the radio.
I'll use the Skype chat to let you know of phone callers.
Okay. On Saturday, as technicians standing by, ready to resolve computer problems. So we're located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. Again, that's 7190 South US 1. And we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? Hey, what are you waiting for? 772-340-1590 is the number. Computer problems? You need a Faster PC. And hello, welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. We're back. We're ready to answer your questions. And of course, I'm here today also with Alan Love. I say, of course, but you haven't seen him yet. But if you're watching the Facebook video, you're seeing him now. So smile, Alan. All right, that's better. You're looking kind of grumpy there for a few minutes. But anyway, we're here ready to answer your questions. The number is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We're going to be, of course, answering your computer questions, as well as, in addition to answering your computer questions, we'll be here also to go over some of the technology and some of the technology changes that a lot of people are having. You know, one of the things that we talked about, you know, and we have shown on the show how to actually go about getting set up for Skype. We showed that a few weeks ago. We've talked in the past few weeks about Zoom, and some of the other ways that people are connecting with video chat through Google Groups is one of the other ways. Facebook has now gotten into the game, and I actually did a Facebook chat last week, and in fact, let me just switch over. Let me switch over to a screen here, my full screen, so that you can see this. Well, those who are watching on the Facebook video can watch this. But what we can do is we can just open up a new tab here, and we'll just go to Facebook.com. So going to Facebook.com, you use Messenger. You can, by the way, if you're on your phone or a tablet, you do have to have the Messenger app, which I don't have because they spy on you. They even say so we talked about that when they first split that app up and warned people, let people know that they are actually spying on you. They're actually looking at and they actually have the ability to look at your, you know, listen on your microphone and your camera and so on and so forth. So, but all you have to do is just click here. You go to a new message and you type in the person's name that you want to do the message. And let's say here, you know, this is my wife. You actually have an option. You actually have an option to do a video chat. Let me just see where this is, because I did it last week. I don't see it. Don't see it right there. But I actually did it with a gentleman last week. And I was able to call him, and he was able to, and it is kind of new. I've only done it once, like I said, but I actually did this video. Okay, so right at the top, you see this picture of the video camera. So you can actually do a video chat right there. Maybe the person has to be online at the time. Let me just go back to my wife.
Well, and, Brian, if you want to... not be spied on by Facebook, can't you just do the same thing on the WhatsApp app?
Yeah, you can do it on WhatsApp. So the issue here is if you click to do a new message, it doesn't look like that camera shows up. So we'll click here and we'll go to, I'll just type in my wife's name again. So that camera doesn't show up at the top. But if I select, and this is kind of new, again, Facebook is just doing this. If I select a message that my wife has already sent me, then I see the camera and I can click on the camera. I can also make a phone call. So they've had the phone call in there for a while, but they just recently added the video chat. And yes, you can use the WhatsApp. I know you actually, I think... message WCNO, the new head of WCNO, the station director, Jonathan McClain, quite often on WhatsApp. And you even message one of your friends who was on a boat off of Venezuela. Is that not correct?
Not only that, Brian, but we had a video chat from Venezuela where he could see me, I could see him.
Wow.
And it's all free.
Wow.
And very easy to use. Once you make the phone call, there's a icon at the bottom of the screen that is a camera. You just tap that, and then you get another screen that asks you whether you want to be seen or not. And if you want to be seen, you check yes, and the same for the other person. So... it's really simple to use. Highly recommend WhatsApp. You know, for security purposes, I'd rather have WhatsApp, which doesn't spy on you at all, versus Facebook, that you have no idea what they're doing with your conversations.
Let me give you an example of something that one of my friends told me about. And this was something that again, when Facebook came out with their Messenger, you know, they always had Messenger, but it used to be a part of the Facebook app. When Facebook came out with a separate app for Messenger, they had some, basically the terms of agreement that you're agreeing when you install the app. You know, that big, long list of things that are listed there. Well, a lot of people don't actually read those terms, but those terms did give them the right to your camera and to your microphone. Well, a friend of mine was talking to her son in her house without the app even on, I believe. She was talking to her son about a certain type of Lego. She didn't do any searches on this type of Lego. She didn't post on this type of Lego. She didn't tell anyone in typing on her computer that she needed or was wanting to have this type of Lego. Well, she went to Facebook and started seeing ads for that type of Lego. So what does that tell you? The app was listening to her, and Facebook provided ads based on what they were listening. Now, if they're listening when you're talking about Legos, what else are they listening to? And we have customers, by the way, that have these Amazon speakers, and they're using the Alexa app, and Google also has a app. Of course, Apple has one with Siri, and Microsoft has one with Cortana. And you know, we have customers. I mean, they'll be sitting there in their house, and they'll say, "Alexa, add green beans to my shopping list." And Alexa adds green beans to the shopping list. That's convenient. But just know that Alexa's also listening, even sometimes when Alexa's not supposed to be listening. There have been times, and this is something that has come up, where some of these companies, they have actually had situations where their employees have been listening to conversations, even with a husband and a wife being intimate together. That's something that really, I mean, you have to think about these types of things when you bring some of these apps into your life. And the WhatsApp is an app that does actually protect and does provide a lot of privacy for that. So, and I know you've had a lot of experience with it.
Every single call or every video call on WhatsApp, it says right at the top of the screen that your call or your video is encrypted. So
yes,
that protects you.
Yes. Now, WhatsApp is, if you want to do a group text or a group call, it is limited, I believe, to four participants. So now maybe four participants is fine, but if you need to go above that, you'll need to go with one of the other options, and they are Zoom, Skype, Google Groups. Now Facebook also with Messenger. And by the way, I was demonstrating using it on my computer, which is different than using it on the phone. Using it on the computer, they're not spying on me. I know when my, in fact, right now my camera is on, and I actually can see a light on the camera that tells me that it's on. So that's the way it works. And we're here to protect you and give you some information there. Your PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock. Questions. Well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. So, but I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to facebook.com and just search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. You know, so you know what? Later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a computer. And we also want to let you know, remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie, we're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. We do have a caller on the line ready to answer, ready to ask a question. And, of course, we are monitoring the live Facebook video also. By the way, if you're not able to go over to Facebook right now, that's okay. You can go there at your convenience because the video will be there as long as Facebook continues. And you know what? In this current coronavirus economy, they're doing quite well. So I think they'll be there for quite a while. We're going to the lines. We have Thomas. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, Thomas. How can we help you today?
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for picking up my call.
Yes.
Okay, it's about a notebook. I have an ellipsis, and it won't turn on. I know it's a little, is it working or anything? Is there anything repair, anything I should do? I just power it up, it's charged.
Yeah, so the laptop, if the laptop won't turn on, and, you know, some people call, some people say it's a laptop, some people call it a notebook. You know, it can be, I mean, what we're talking about is a computer that has a screen built into it, a keyboard built into it, a touchpad built into it in most cases. So if you're looking at that not turning on, there's a few things that you want to look at. You know, one is making sure that the power adapter is working properly. They do go out. And if the power adapter is not working properly, then the battery would drain down and the system wouldn't turn on. So it could be something as simple as a power adapter. You also have, and the power adapter is typically like a brick. Let me see. I don't know if I can. I guess I can probably show that on the screen for those that are watching, because I have one here. I'll just disconnect my power temporarily, and I'll bring it over. So we call this a brick. Basically, this is an adapter. It adapts 120 volts down to typically about 19 volts, and then there's a certain amperage that each laptop has. So sometimes this can go bad. I've actually had, because I constantly am taking my power adapter, rolling it up, folding it up, and putting it into my computer bag. And I constantly have this little cable that connects into the power adapter that actually goes bad. That happens on a regular basis. I've actually replaced this cable twice. So that's something to look at. Another thing that it could be, it actually could be the DC jack on the inside of the computer. By the way, even if your computer battery is bad, as long as your power adapter is good, you should be able to boot into Windows. You should be able to turn the computer on. If that's not happening, there's another issue. So there is a DC jack, which DC stands for digital current. It actually is what the power adapter plugs into. Sometimes that's just a cable that plugs into the motherboard. Sometimes it's literally soldered onto the motherboard. If that goes bad, if that connection goes bad, and sometimes it'll go bad, and if you wiggle it just a little bit, you can get it to work. But that wiggling, it moves the connection a little bit and makes the connection actually worse in the long run. You might be able to get it to work for a little bit, but you are actually making the problem worse and could be actually even damaging the motherboard. The motherboard is the main board that everything plugs into. The CPU, which is the brains of the computer, is typically on a laptop soldered into the motherboard in most cases. On some laptops, it could be removable. The RAM modules, sometimes they're soldered on. Hopefully, you have a laptop where they're removable. The hard drive's connected into there. That's where your physical data is stored. By the way, the RAM, that's where your temporary memory is. So this is what we're looking at, having all of this connected into the motherboard. So you want that motherboard. That motherboard has to receive power from the DC jack. If it is the DC jack, we can actually take the computer apart, whether it's a plug-in DC jack or actually soldered onto the motherboard. We can desolder it, resolder it. It does take some time and cost some money to do that. Typically, you're looking at 2 to 2.5 hours labor at $85 an hour. And then the part itself is typically maybe $15 or $20. The part's not very expensive. And then you might have some solder, you know, which is like a dollar or so. You know, you're not looking at a lot of money for the parts, but the labor can get a little bit pricey. So you have to kind of determine, well, how much is this computer worth? How much would a new computer cost? And I can tell you on that on that note, that new computers right now are in less supply than they were before the coronavirus. Because think of it, where are they made quite often? They're made in China. China was shut down. By the way, most of the world was shut down for, you know, there's only a few countries that said, hey, we're not going to shut down. Those countries, by the way, have done better than we have done a lot of times. But you know, we shut down. China shut down. A lot of other countries shut down. This affected the supply chain of a lot of things, not just hand sanitizer and soap. It also affected the supply chain of computers. That's why a lot of the big box stores don't have a lot of supply. And we've even had some customers that have gone out to buy a computer and couldn't find one. And so we've been able to, you know, we have some used computers sometimes that work for people, or we've been able to repair customers' computers to keep them going. Also, if you do buy a new computer today, it's going to cost you more than it would have 2 months ago. Maybe not a huge amount more, but it is going to cost you more. We have seen prices going up. We've seen also not only prices going up, but we've seen actually the length of time it takes to get supplies in going up. Because why? Well, the manufacturer, the big companies that provide these, they're providing, and the shipping companies, they're focusing on toilet paper, soap, hand sanitizer, masks, anything that's essential. Of course, you know, meat, if they can get that in. I know, Alan, you even had a situation where you were talking with someone that was having a problem finding or sourcing a computer as well.
Well, yes, and I think part of the problem, too, is I would think a lot of people went out to buy computers because all of a sudden their children were getting their schooling on a computer, and maybe they didn't have a computer at home, or they had an older computer and wanted to update it because of new technology. And so that's part of the reason why we have this shortage, isn't it, Brian?
Yes, that's part of it. But, you know, also the manufacturing just shutting down for what, a month or so? You know, maybe, you know, I think China was probably shut down for about a month. You know, but that has an impact. You know, I remember, you know, early on, and sometimes you can't even get, you know, it's difficult to get hand sanitizer now. I remember seeing a report from one of the companies. They say, we have all the ingredients. We can't get parts of the bottle that come from China, you know, because the plant was shut down. So that's there. So hopefully that answers your question there, Thomas. And you know that we can actually repair it if it is, and we can, by the way, look at the power adapter to tell you whether it's the power adapter. If it's the power adapter, you don't have to go to replace the DC jack. If it's the DC jack, you know, we have to physically open the computer to fix that in most cases. Some cases, some laptops, maybe not, but most cases we're going to have to actually open up the laptop, take it apart. It does take an hour to take a laptop apart, and then an hour to put it back together. By the way, if we took it apart and we said, you know, well, the motherboard shot, because that's another option, that's another possibility. It could be the motherboard is fried. If the motherboard is damaged and the replacement part is too expensive, you don't necessarily have to pay us to put your computer back together. I mean, we don't. What purpose is it to pay to put a computer that is non-functional back together? You don't need to do it. So you know, we can actually open it up, and that's really what you're committing to when you bring the computer into our shop. You're committing to that first hour, and that's, by the way, with everything. We don't go past that first hour without your approval. This is something that really floors me. How many customers go to check out and they say, well, how, and they have their card out, and they're ready to pay extra, and we haven't told them there was going to be any extra. They only have that first hour, and they say, well, what, you know, how much do I owe you? And we just have to say, well, you know, I don't. There's no additional charge, and therefore they're used to going to other places. And you know, sometimes we've heard some horror stories where people go somewhere and the bill is higher, and they didn't authorize it, but they feel that their computer is being held hostage, so they pay it. You don't get that experience here at a Faster PC. So hopefully that answers your question. And hopefully we can help you out if you want to bring in, you know, typically, you know, you're not looking at much labor at all to test the power adapter. But and by the way, we are open today and have technicians standing by. So if you wanted to come in, you know, it's best to come in before noon. We're at 7190 South US 1, Fort St. Lucie on the east side of US 1. One light just north of Rio Mar, which is one light north of Prima Vista. So we are there today, and we could take a look at the power adapter to make sure that's putting out. And if you want us to look at the computer, if the power adapter is not the issue, we could definitely do that as well.
Okay, all right. Thank you. But tell me something.
Yes.
At Google, they want to update. Google updates, that's appropriate?
Yeah, so the thing is with computers, and by the way, sometimes you know, Google, if you install Google Chrome or you have a Firefox browser, they're going to want to update, and that update service is going to actually run when you turn your computer on. So those updates are safe. You just want to, you know, you kind of want to make sure that it is from Google. Some of the scammers out there, they are a little bit tricky, and sometimes they'll look like they're a legitimate program, and they're really not. But really, for the most part, from Google's updates should be safe. You could be for the Google Chrome browser, could be for Google Toolbar in another browser, but you can definitely update that. That is good to update. And there are certain things like your browser, your web browser, that's the program that you go to website. It's very important that is updated on a regular basis, because if you're not updating it, well, what happens is you're susceptible to infections. And you don't want to be susceptible to infections out there. So we want to help protect you from those infections.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. You're welcome. Let me check the chat window. I did see, by the way, I saw earlier Deborah Hahn. She actually is with Fort Pierce Beauty Academy. We actually help them get set up with Zoom, because their classes for their school all went online, and they actually were able to continue providing education for their students, and you know, perhaps even may even have had more students joining in, because hey, if you're not working, you might as well learn something. And maybe if you wanted to change your field, that's something that you can do. And by the way, one of our listeners is watching right now, and she says, very true about your pricing. It's excellent. So she's, thank you very much, Heidi, for that comment. And, we're here to help you out. We're here to answer your computer questions. And we always try to protect our customers and protect our listeners also, give you information that can protect you and that can keep you and your computer safe.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC, We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at FasterPC.com, and we have a link there that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your questions, your computer questions. I mean, we could answer other questions, but, you know, we're here to answer computer questions. And the number to get your questions answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. So we want to just encourage you, pick up the phone and dial that number, 772-340-1590. That's the number to get your computer questions answered. Also, in the shop, we have, you can also go to our Facebook page. You can either go to facebook.com. Search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. That's how you'll know you're at the right page. Or you can go to our website at FasterPC.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. That takes you directly to our Facebook page where you can hear the show and see the show. And you know, if you've missed any part of this show, you can head over there. After the show's over, you can watch the show. You can watch last week's show, the week before that, so on and so forth. And sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer questions. But you know what? This is the last segment of today's show. So if you want to have your computer questions answered and you haven't done that yet, well, either type your questions into the comment section or the number to dial to get your questions answered again is 772-340-1590. And we want to remind you that technicians are standing by ready to resolve computer problems. We're located at 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, one light north of Prima Vista. That's 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. And of course, we're here ready to answer your computer questions. So pick up the phone, 772-340-1590. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back ready to answer your questions. And while we were in the break, Alan just brought up something that may need a little bit of clarifying. When a customer brings their computer in, and by the way, a customer can bring the computer into us and we can work on it in the shop. Or we can come to you, whether that's your home, your church, your business, your civic organization,
whatever, wherever you are. We'll even go to government agencies, so we can come right to you as well. But if you bring your computer into the shop, you're checking it in for an hour's worth of labor. And we always tell every customer, you know, if we need it, if we can fix it within this time, we do. If we need additional time, then we'll give you a call for approval. So if we don't give you a call for approval, I mean, we need additional time or we need parts. Let's say we bring your computer in, we start testing it. We see that your computer has a bad hard drive. We'll give you a call and we'll give you some options. By the way, you could replace it if you have a bad hard drive. You could replace it with a platter hard drive, or we could actually replace that hard drive with an SSD hard drive, a solid state hard drive. And your computer that's not new may actually be faster than a new computer with a platter hard drive. And that's something that, by the way, we've been doing for quite a few people, and we can actually help and do that for you as well. But right now, we're going to the lines. We have Karen on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, Karen. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
A new laptop. It's an HP, and it comes with security. Do I need to also add an additional security, like Viper or some of the other?
So what type of security did your computer come with?
It just, because I'm not at home right now, it says Windows security.
Okay, so the Windows security is actually very good. From, you know, it didn't used to be good, but it's good now. So in fact, that's all I use is Windows Defender. And you can actually, I actually switched over on the Facebook video to show my screen. In the lower right-hand corner of Windows 10, you'll either see the security icon or you'll see an arrow. If when you click on that arrow, it expands that area, and you can actually click on the little shield. That's the security. So there is actually protection that's built into Windows. One of the things that we actually do sometimes is we actually, if you're only using the Windows Defender, we actually set it up so that it updates the definitions more often than when you do Windows updates. So that, you know, you make sure that you have the latest version or the latest definition, so that when it's looking for infections, it can actually find those infected files. Now you can use additional security, and there are some good companies out there. Really, I would not use Viper. I would not recommend using Viper. One of the things I would use, if you're thinking about purchasing something, you could actually use Avira. That's a brand that we recommend. Also, Bitdefender is another really good one. And Kaspersky, although Kaspersky is a Russian company, and our intelligence sources, who knows whether they're telling the truth or not? Sometimes it's a little bit iffy whether they're telling the truth, but our intelligence sources say that they actually, because files are sent to them, that they actually share those files with the Russian intelligence. So potential that Russian intelligence could actually be looking at files on your computer. So they are a top-rated antivirus company. Now, you know, a lot of people have Comcast cable or Comcast internet service, Xfinity. If you have that, you can get Norton for free from them. And then we also have some customers that have had identity theft, or they're concerned about identity theft because of the Equifax data breach. And so they're using LifeLock. And a lot of times the LifeLock subscription comes with Norton, and people are using that. Now, also, there's another company out there that's not especially antivirus, although they do They do. By the way, all the antivirus companies claim that they can protect you against malware, and they do to some extent, but in most cases, it's very minimal protection. Malwarebytes is a company that's specifically designed, their product is specifically designed to protect against malware, and it's a really good product to do that. If you go to a site that has something that's a little bit fishier, that's trying to come in and take control of your computer, that can, it'll actually warn you, and it'll actually stop it unless you override the warning. We do have some customers that do override the warning, and then they get mad at their computer because it's infected, and they say, this stupid computer, well, we don't want to call anyone stupid, but you have to listen to the warning. When the warning tells you, don't go here, if you want to ignore that, go there at your own peril. So hopefully that answers the question. I know Alan wants to say something here.
Well, I was just going to ask, you were just talking about malware. Is there a cost for that?
Yeah, so malware bytes, there are two versions of it. There's a free version that you can scan your computer and remove infections that are already there. The version that I was really talking about is the paid version. By the way, you can get a 14-day trial of it at malwarebytes.com. And when you go there, you can download it, and the free version will give you a 14-day trial. So you can just see whether it's something that you would like or not. But they do have subscriptions. Back in the old days, it used to all be free, and there was no real-time protection. Then they started coming out with the real-time protection, and they started charging. And they had a lifetime license, and we sold many of our customers lifetime licenses. Those customers that purchased lifetime licenses still have it. That license still works. It can work on any computer, and that's all good for them. But the people that are buying it today, you're buying an annual subscription for one computer, three computers, five computers, or so on. And they have business packages as well. So hopefully, Karen, does that answer your questions there?
Yes, it does.
Okay, great, great, great. So, and by the way, if you do have Comcast, anyone that's listening has Comcast or Xfinity Cable, by the way, we've had a lot of customers that are paying for Norton, and they have Xfinity. And when I come out to do an onsite, I see, wow, you have Xfinity, yet you're paying for Norton. Why are you doing that? A lot of people don't realize they can get it for free. So what we do, we uninstall the version that they have. We go to Comcast. We install the Comcast version for free. And then we give Norton a call. And we say, hey, cancel this subscription. And if it's been renewed within the last 90 days, they typically will refund that as well. They'll refund the amount as well. But the big thing is, in the future, you don't get that bill. So that's a great thing, and hopefully that'll help out a lot of our listeners. I know we've helped, you know, I tell people, you know, listen, how much do you pay for this annually? And they tell me, I say, well, you know what? We just helped you pay for this on-site here, because, you know, you've been paying for this annually, and you know you're going to be paying for that, but now you're not going to be paying for it anymore. So that's a great thing when we can save people money and help people be protected. Now, I know, Alan, you were actually talking to someone that wanted to use Zoom, and we actually had a customer just recently came into our shop because he needed to get Zoom on his tablets so that he could actually do a Zoom call. And you had someone that wanted to know how you actually use Zoom, right?
Correct, Brian.
Yeah, so with Zoom, typically, if you're not the one that was set up the actual Zoom conversation, what you can do is you're actually going to receive probably an email invite. That email invite is going to have a link, when you click on that link, if you're on your phone, it probably is going to want to install the app, the Zoom app, if you don't already have it. Also, if you're on a computer, you can actually open that link in your browser, and you can use that in your browser there. So, but you can also install the app, and you can get the app from Zoom. Let me switch over to full screen, and I'll just show you those that are watching on the video on Facebook. And by the way, again, if you're not watching, you can watch it as soon as it's over. But you can actually go down, and you can actually go on down to through the list here, and you get to Z, and you see Zoom. By the way, let me just show you real quick how you can, if you want this over here, you want to create an icon for this, just right-click, go up to Pin to Start. That puts it over here. I typically resize these by right-clicking on the icon, going to Resize, and clicking Small. You can then move this wherever you want it. And so I'll move it right up there, right next to Free Conference Call. But I can actually click on Zoom here, and I can type in the meeting. You're going to have a meeting ID, and you're going to have a password. Now, the password was added just recently to protect you. So you can actually join a meeting right here, or you can sign in. If you sign in, you can actually create a meeting. So if you want to create a meeting, you would actually be able to do that by having an account with Zoom, and that requires an email address and a password. And, of course, when we talk about passwords, you need to remember what the password is. And that can be challenging for some of our customers. But this is definitely something that you want to check out. You would join the meeting. You would have the meeting ID. You would also have a password. That password protects the meeting participants from other people joining the meeting. And what was happening was there was actually, you see there's an update available, so I can actually click on that, or I can do that later. I'll click later right now since we're doing the show. But there were actually people joining into the Zoom video meetings that weren't a part of the Zoom video meetings, and some of those people were actually exposing themselves. And this is not something that, you know, so Zoom protected against that by having the password. So did you have, I know we just have a few seconds
quickly
here.
Brian, Zoom is free, correct?
Yeah, Zoom is free, and you can use this. You can participate in a Zoom video chat. I've done some Zoom conferences, including even prayer conferences, and it was pretty cool. You just go on there and you know, you can also join by phone. That's another way you can join with Zoom. So it's sort of a conferencing system with video if you want to use that video. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We will be closed Monday for Memorial Day. I want to encourage you to take time to remember those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I and our children can enjoy freedom. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is It the Federal Government's Job to Provide Everything for You? We'll look at what God says in the Bible and apply it to this subject. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista.
And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South U.S. Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.